Going deeper.
I'm going to talk about former AFL hardman and what he's spoken out about lately. But first, I have to say this. Life comes with pressures, whatever kind of life you live.
Under pressure. Under pressure.
Loneliness is a pressure some people manage. Or, at the other extreme, there's relentless work, household and financial commitments, let alone times of sickness, extreme circumstances, emotional burdens. You know what I mean. Whatever kind of life you live, pressures come with that, and so then does a need to let off some steam. Wanting a release, wanting that break from life's pressures is normal. One buzzword these days is self-care, highlighting that you need to take time to refresh yourself and top up the tank. But some things can't be trusted, some have a hook. Like a hungry fish spotting a delicious worm and taking a big bite, we can find ourselves being reeled in all too easily by some of the things we get into, supposedly to let off steam. Back to the AFL hardman. Darren Cresswell is his name, and he's made headlines this year for very different reasons to the ones he made in his Sydney Swans days. Darren's been declared bankrupt, and not only has he lost his footy earnings, but he's almost $700,000 in the red. How did it happen? Let me quote exactly what Darren said. I gambled, and it got me. For Darren, he was gambling on sport, property, horses and shares, putting himself in high-risk positions again and again until he finally had to admit he wasn't going to recoup his losses. He was just digging himself further into a pit. So many things on offer are the same, though. They might seem harmless enough, but how many people find that beyond the rush and the escape they went looking for, they end up like the fish in a hook, being reeled right in? Suddenly, life is controlled by what was meant to help them. Denial and excuses have become part of daily life. Suddenly, the most important relationship in life is with a poker machine, a form guide, a drink, a drug, a website, or a behaviour that's destroying their lives. We all need to let off some steam. We all need to find what works for us as self-care. But we also need to know what to avoid. What has a hook? A woman I know has some problem gamblers in her family, so she won't even touch a scratchy, a lotto ticket, anything. She sees it could really get a hook in her, so she finds her release in other places. How about you? What fills you up? What helps you get back to a state where you can go on and face the pressures of life, but won't turn into a new pressure all of its own? Here's a few people have told me. Journaling, a cycling club, quilting, rock climbing, a good book, dancing. Even Jesus would take time away from crowds and pressures to pray and be refreshed. What can you try for fun and self-care that doesn't have a hook? I'm Rod Allen for the Salvation Army.